Masechet Baba Kama Perigimol Mishnah Tet. Mishnah says, Shor Shave Mane, Shenagah, Shor Shave Matayim. If you have an ox that was tam, that was worth 100 zuz, and it gored and killed an ox that was worth 200 zuz, so the damage here is 200, but since it's a short tam that caused the damage, only 50% of that has to be paid off. So the owner of that short tam owes 100 zuz in damage. And in this case, the carcass, the dead body of that ox that is now dead, was worth nothing. So the total loss here is 200 zuz. And like we said, damager has to pay 100 zuz. Notel et hashor, the injured party, the owner of the ox that was killed, takes the entire damaging ox, because that happens to be worth the same amount. The damaging ox, the short tam, was worth 100 zuz. He's owed 100 zuz. So that ox becomes the property of the victim. The next case has a little bit of a different valuation. Mishnah says, Shor shave matayim, shenagah shor shave matayim. If you have a tam ox that was worth 200 zuz, and he killed an animal that was worth 200 zuz. So the percentage that the owner of the damaging ox now has to pay out is 100 zuz. But he can't simply hand over his ox, because his ox was worth 200 zuz. And as well over here, the body of the dead ox was worth nothing. Says Rabbi Meir, this is what the pasuk was talking about, that they should split the living ox and divide the money in half. Since in this situation, the damager owed 100 zuz, which was half of the value of the damage that he caused to the other party, but the living ox was worth 200 zuz. So now, he couldn't simply, like we said, hand over that ox, because he would be paying more. So therefore, the victim of the ox that was killed becomes a joint partner in the living ox. They sell that living ox, and they split the money between them in order to take care of the 100 zuz that he was owed. Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree with this. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, v'chein halakha. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're right about the actual law over here, that the victim here would get 50% of the worth of the living ox. Problem becomes in how you read the Pesukim. Kiyamta machiru et hashor ahai v'hasu et katzbo. You dealt perfectly explaining the first part of the Pasuk, where it says they should sell the living ox and divide the money between them. Ve'lo kiyamta v'gam et hamet yehesun. But you didn't take care of the second part of the Pasuk, which said, and the dead one as well, you should divide in half. Says Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Meir, according to you, what's the situation that they're talking about dividing a dead ox? It can't be the situation you were talking about above, because the dead ox was worth nothing. So what is the situation you're talking about? Ve'ezeh. So what is the pasuk talking about at the end, where it says, ve'gamet hamet yehetzun, that you should also split the dead carcass? Ze shor shave matayim, shenagah shor shave matayim. That's talking about a situation where you have an ox that was worth 200 zuz, that gored another ox that was worth 200 zuz. And the carcass of the dead animal here was worth 50 zuz. So in this situation, the victim, who had an ox worth 200 zuz, but the carcass is still worth 50 zuz. So the damage that happened to his property was 150 zuz. So in this situation, the damager is obligated to pay 75 zuz to the victim. The body of the ox here belongs to the victim. But in order to make the arrangement happen in an orderly fashion, what we do is we sell off both the living ox and the dead ox, and then we divide the money. The damager takes half of the value of the living ox, that's 100 zuz, and then he also takes half the value of the dead ox, which is another 25 zuz, for a total of 125 zuz. And the victim as well, and the victim takes half of the living ox, which is 100 zuz, and half of the dead ox, which is another 25 zuz. So he ends up with 125 zuz. Everybody ends up with this equal amount of 125. The 125 ends up being half of the total loss, which was 150, half of that is now 75, plus the 50 that he was owed for the carcass of the dead ox. So he ends up with the 125 zuz, and he's been compensated for half of his loss.